Stefanik hosts roster of women congressional candidates in Washington for Rising Stars reception. By Nick Gilbertson on June 11, 2024. Washington, D.C., House Republican Conference Chair Elise Stefanik, RNY, on Tuesday hosted women Republican congressional candidates from around the country who are endorsed by her super PAC. Stefanik hosted six CPAC-backed candidates at the Rising Stars receptions and press event on Capitol Hill, including two former U.S. Congresswomen and reps, Yvette Harrell, RNM, and Myra Flores, RTX. Harrell is vying for New Mexico's 2nd congressional district while Flores looks to flip the 34th congressional district in the Lone Star State. Both women were unseated in 2022. The other four candidates in attendance were New York's 2022 Republican nominee for Lieutenant Governor, Allison Esposito, Republican candidate for New York's 18th Congressional District. Retired Army Colonel Lori Buckout, Republican candidate for North Carolina's 1st Congressional District. Attorney and Air Force veteran Monique Disipon, Republican candidate for Oregon's 4th Congressional District. Attorney Caroline Dobson, Republican candidate for Alabama's 2nd Congressional District. Stefanik also highlighted two EPAC-endorsed candidates who were not in attendance, North Dakota Public Service Commissioner Julie Federkick, who had a primary on Tuesday, and Lieutenant Governor Nancy Dahlstrom, RAK, who was hosting a large local event in the last frontier. "What makes EPAC different is we don't just endorse candidates because they're women. We endorse the best candidates in these races who are women leaders," Stefanik told reporters. "So they have shown strong fundraising. They have shown a path to victory in the primary and general election." The fourth-ranking House Republican added that she meets with many candidates she ultimately chooses not to endorse. "That's why we highlight our rising stars and really make sure our investment goes a long way to make sure we have the best quality candidates who are women leaders, and that model has worked," she emphasized. Also in attendance was House Majority Whip Tom Emmer, RMN, who lauded Stefanik and emphasized the number of Republican congresswomen has nearly tripled since she launched EPAC in 2019. "There were 13 Republican congresswomen in 2019 during the 116th Congress, compared to 36 in the current 118th Congress." Emmer emphasized Harrell's and Flores's past success and said, "They're going to be successful again," before focusing on EPAC's other candidates. "We've got the newcomers that I'm going to tell you. We get a chance to pick up seats that people never thought we'd have a chance to pick up because of the quality of people that have been recruited and that Elise is supporting," he said. EPAC has raised $10 million for Republican women candidates since its founding in 2019.